Hello out there, welcome to your next mission video podcast. You already know Navy Federal Credit Union as one of the country's top financial institutions. What you may not know is just how far they go above and beyond what's expected to support our military, veterans, and their families. Today we'll meet a U.S. Navy veteran who is part of the team helping Navy Federal meet the immediate, intermediate, and long-term needs of our military community. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and family for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. And I say it every week, if you don't listen to the show, you'll never hear me. We love them too. Today, we're going to learn about just some of the many things Navy Federal Credit Union does to help support the military community. And I'm excited to welcome Jerome Tenille, manager of the Strategic Partnership and Community Impact at the Navy Federal Credit Union and a U.S., I love this, U.S. Navy veteran. Jerome, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. In light of with the theme of today's show, I want to really extend a very warm thanks to all the folks at Navy Federal for your support of the American Freedom Foundation and the entire military and veteran community. You know, we couldn't do the work we do on behalf of veterans in the community without your support. And I'm sure many others that I know personally feel the same way. Hey, would you please tell the audience a little bit about yourself, Jerome?
Sure. So first and foremost, and as you already mentioned, I'm a United States Navy veteran. I served from the years 2004 to 2012, and more specifically, I was an intelligence specialist. And, you know, I know in the Army, you guys say MOS. In the Navy, it's rate, so I was an IS. But for my first enlistment, I was a strike warfare and imagery analyst. And then the latter half of my enlistment before transitioning out, I was a human intelligence analyst that worked with human sources. And I think, you know, what's also really important here is that I'm also a part of a military family. So my older brother, he served in the Air Force for 10 years. And then prior to us, my grandfather, he served in the United States Army.
All right. I like that part of it, Jerome. Exactly. I like the fact that he was in the Army here. Go ahead.
We have no Marines in our family, but we're almost rounded out. But my grandfather, he served during the Korean War. And so I share that because when I say like the military community is my community, my family, I mean that fully. Upon transitioning from the Navy, I was extended an opportunity to continue serving, but in a very different capacity. So I, you know, transitioned from the service in 2012. Began working in the nonprofit sector for a military service organization based here in the DC area. And, you know, for me, when I talk about like service and mission and purpose, I think it's really back then that I got my start as a social impact professional, where I began to focus my career on volunteer engagement, peer-to-peer fundraising campaigns, and all with the aim to continue to support the military community. And for me, it was really back then that I would say I quickly became passionate about the profession of philanthropy and volunteerism and creating programs that, you know, continue to give back to the broader community. But it was in 2017 that I actually decided to take my skills to a different part of the social impact profession. And so in 2017, I left the nonprofit sector to pursue a career in corporate social responsibility, where I began my work with one of the largest hotel and hospitality companies here in Montgomery County, Maryland. And eventually, as my career progressed, I continued to go up the ladder of leadership, doing corporate responsibility for other companies. But then I eventually found my way here at Navy Federal Credit Union last year. So I've been here with Navy Federal now since October of 2024 as one of the leaders on the Strategic Partnerships and Community Impact team. And the last little tidbit or fun fact that I'd share here is, you know, despite my joining the team last year, I've actually been a longtime member of the credit union. The funny thing that I always remember is becoming a member in 2004, back when I was going through boot camp, or what we call Recruit Training Command Great Lakes, which is the Navy boot camp.
Oh, there you go. Let me ask you a question. Did you struggle to find your mission or maybe your community when you transitioned? I mean, a lot of people we have on the show really talk about the fact that they struggle trying to fit in. Did you?
Oh, absolutely. Very much so. Again, this is not unique to me. I struggled with this. My brother struggled with this to mm-hmm. some degree. And I think for me, the thing that I really grappled with the most was really trying to figure out, like, what is my mission beyond service? Like, once I pull that uniform off, like, how do I continue to have purpose in my career and be tethered or connected to something that's like much larger than me? Yeah. And so for me, you know, I didn't realize it back then, but I actually realize it now that I've become a very duty-driven professional. And so purpose in what I do is very, very important to me.
Yeah. You know, I talked to a lot of people on the show. In fact, we did a whole bunch of shows, and all of them said they really struggle to fit in when mm-hmm. they get out. So let me ask you a question, though. If you had to do it all over again, would you handle it a little bit different, your transition a little bit differently?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And here's what I'll always share with people. And this is what I tell people who I know personally, professionally. I have zero regrets of military service. And also through that military service, like, I made a ton of mistakes. The reason I share that is because the person I am today and the decisions that I've arrived at today, I wouldn't have arrived at if not making a lot of those mistakes. But if I start to think about, like, what would I share with an earlier version or a younger version of myself, there are a couple different things that I would counsel a younger Jerome on. I think the first is, you know, through military service, like, get to know yourself, understand the things that, like, motivate and energize you, and then also think about the things that motivate and energize you, but, like, you know, far sooner than I think most people think about. So I would have thought about what I want to do for the rest of my life, like, a year or longer out. And the one thing I really want to add to that, because I think this is important, is a lot of people, they think about their enlistment, right, from year to year. And they think about the time that they're going to serve and then when they're going to depart. But I think the time in service isn't always predictable. And so, like, in my experience, sometimes you can't control when you're leaving the military. And so sometimes it's like force reduction, which I've seen during my time.
Absolutely.
I've seen people not promote and have to exit the service. And I've also seen, you know, and this is something that's, you know, near to my heart, but, like, I've seen people who are medically discharged because of service-related injuries, right? Mm-hmm. And so I always tell people, you know, you have to start thinking about these things consistently and not just within a specific time-bound period, because you also can't control when you're going to get out sometimes.
Yeah. You know, I used to tell people, when you come in the military, you ought to start thinking about getting out of the military. And the other thing I'll tell you is, I always tell people, you said a year, I always said at least 2 years out. And sometimes I don't even think that's long enough. The other thing, you know, on a prep call, you talked about the fact that you had a mentor, somebody that sort of coached you and teach you. You think that's important to have a mentor when you're getting out?
It is. And I didn't have one. I didn't have anybody who was, like, senior to me in rank, who was a mentor, senior in life experiences. And I didn't have anybody who was in my corner to help me. And, you know, at the time, a younger version of myself, I didn't really understand like the importance of like networking and building a network outside of just the people that are within your current community. And I think that the one thing that also sort of added to this for me as an intelligence specialist is it was almost a badge of honor to like not network and not be visible or not be known or have an electronic footprint.
Because sort of stay below the power. Yeah, no, I got you.
Correct, right? There, you know, security concerns. And so so I didn't do any of that. And so I was able to play that role for my brother when he was transitioning out. But I think having somebody in my corner would have been very advantageous.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, you hit on a big point right there, networking. Long way out to sort of, you know, because they can help you place yourself in a job and all that other stuff. So networking is really important. But I got to tell you something, be honest with you, I didn't really process out that good either. I worked up to the very last day and then sort of walked out. But I was pretty lucky. It didn't take me long to find some appointment. Hey, look, Jerome, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about what you're doing at Navy Federal Credit Union and some of the many things Navy Federal is doing to support our military community. I know they're doing a lot of stuff, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And if you're enjoying this discussion, I know you are, because we're talking about financial education, we're talking about the Navy Federal Credit, but we're also talking about transitioning and what you need to do to get out of the military service. We need to work as a team to help each other, just like Navy Federal Credit Union. They're a big team and they help a lot of people all the time. Please like us, click on that subscribe button below, and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Jerome Tenille, Manager of Strategic Partnership at the Community Impact at the Navy Federal Credit Union. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or the home donation button to support our work. We really appreciate your support. Hey, Jerome, I said at the top of the show that the Navy Federal goes way above, I got to make sure I put that way in there a little bit, way above and beyond what a lot of financial institutions do when it comes to, to supporting the community, which is the military community. This is your expertise, and you focus on it. Isn't that what you focus on?
Yeah, it's correct. And one of the things that I shared before is, I've dedicated myself as a social impact professional. And so since leaving the military, I've really been focused on creating and leading programs that, that are community focused. And in this particular role, now I have that distinct honor to do that with our strategic partnerships and community impact team here at the Credit Union. And so for us at Navy Federal, we talk about our members being the mission, or our members are the mission. As the largest credit union that supports armed forces, veterans, and their families. And so That support, to your point, it goes far beyond just the products and the services that we offer. And it really goes towards, it also focuses on our philanthropic and volunteer investments and how we're continuing to support the military community with those resources in mind.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. Everywhere I go, I always see something that from the Navy Federal Credit Union. If I go to a baseball game, I maybe see a T-shirt or a jersey or something like that. I mean, you're really getting a and you don't really have to say nothing with that. You just sort of put that out there, and people start asking you questions, don't they?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, what does the Navy Federal Credit Union do, or what's going on in the Navy Federal Credit? How'd you get involved in the Navy? I mean, they always ask a lot of questions about your product, anyway.
Yeah. And so, as a member, I can say that, we are incredibly dedicated to the military community and more specifically our members. And, for our team, Strategic Partnerships and Community Impact, a part of how we do that is through a program that we call Navy Federal Serves. And so Navy Federal Serves is essentially our philanthropic programs and also our enterprise-wide givebacks, where we volunteer, across the various communities where our team members live and work. And for us, it's a way for us to activate on our value. And one of our values is championing community.
Yeah.
And there are many ways that we do that through Navy Federal Serves.
Yeah. Hey, you, on the prep call, you said that the Navy Federal is trying to, help in three areas. And we talked about, I introduced that on the show we started, immediate, intermediate, and long-term needs to our military veterans and their families. I imagine you could talk for hours about that, but could you take a couple of minutes and just maybe hit on a couple of high points there?
Yeah, of course. So I'm going to break these down into three very distinct areas. And so one of the things that you mentioned is immediate needs. And so what I'm really referring to with great specificity are, I think, some of the challenges that our members face that are that need to be addressed in a moment. And so these are things that could be unplanned. Expenses around unplanned emergency travel, financial assistance for, unexpected life challenges, car repairs, travel costs for emergency travel, or even things like permanent change of duty station or PCS expenses. And so philanthropically, we're able to support members in this way through a number of our partnerships. But one of those partners is our strategic partner, the Bob Woodruff Foundation. And through the Bob Woodruff Foundation, through this multi-year collective partnership, we're actually able to continue supporting a broad range of the aid and relief societies that do provide financial aid to service members. And again, the end objective here is to ensuring that service members and their families have the critical sources they need, the resources that they need, in the moment when there is an emergency. And then the second way that we're really focused on supporting the military community and veterans is also supporting service members as they transition from active duty to civilian careers. And I'm thinking about my own transition here, but it was incredibly tough. And so, for many years after I transitioned, I realized that the transition wasn't actually done. And even today, there are still aspects of my military service that I'm still transitioning, even though I've been out of service for 10 years now. And so a part of this for us is investing in programs that provide wraparound services for the military community wherever they are in their own transition, and also supporting programming that is aimed at supporting military spouses as well. So that's another way that we're really dedicated to the military community and their families philanthropically, is by supporting workforce development programs for them. And then lastly, when I talk about long-term, the long-term readiness, what I'm really referring to here is long-term financial readiness for active duty veterans and their families. And so one of the things that we're really focused on as a credit union is that, we recognize that we're uniquely equipped to really leverage our strengths and core competencies to provide comprehensive financial wellness education and resources for various communities, but again, specifically focused on veterans, active duty, and military spouses. And so, we believe fully, and I can share from my own experience on this, that financial readiness is a critical element to long-term success for the military community. And one little tidbit here, and I think this is really important, you know, financial hardship, I think it's something that is a big stress for people, but the military community is not immune to that. And so when you look at surveys and data, there are clear indications that the military households are also more likely to report financial difficulties than compared to their civilian counterparts. And so as a financial institution, with our members in mind, we are very committed to addressing some of those challenges. And one of the ways that we're doing that is through our strategic partnership with the USO.
Yeah, you hit on a bunch of points, and I wrote down a couple notes here. I lived when I was in the military. Of course, I stayed a lot longer than you. But when I was a staff sergeant, I lived paycheck to paycheck, you know, and I really had to, you know, manage my money. The other thing is we never talked about financial education. We're a lot better now, you know, 20 years later, a lot better now about financial education. And the last thing I'll tell you, I remember going to Germany and getting there and not having enough money really to buy food and do some. Now there's ACS, a lot of those other places for the military to get some food. But so I went to a bank and I borrowed $300 or $400, I think it was. But those are critical times when your PCS or change of station from, you know, just never have enough money. And then the last thing I'll say is sometimes we work real slowly about updating the policies and procedures, because now years ago they had one car. Well, now you have two cars, or maybe in some cases three cars that you're trying to PCS, but they still plan on one car. So there's a lot of things that I think the military probably needs to still keep taking another look at. Hey, I know volunteer work is huge for you guys in the culture of the Navy Federal. Isn't it? I mean, you guys really depend on volunteers, I guess?
Yeah, and I would say that's really an understatement. You know, one of our three core values is we champion community. Yeah. And one of the ways that we're able to do that is through Navy Federal Serves. And so, Navy Federal Serves through our programs, it actually provides opportunities for team members to actually live out that core value and to serve various communities. And one of the very specific programs that we offer as a benefit to our team members to actually do that, to be empowered and equipped to do that, is our paid volunteer time off benefit. We lovingly call it Operation Give Back, but it's Operation Give Back as a benefit that allows our team members 8 hours of paid time off to actually volunteer for the organizations that are near to them. And so that's just one way that our team members can actually activate on their purpose through our annual leave policy. But, you know, I think when I think about this as a social impact professional, you know, there are countless studies that show the link between employee happiness, purpose, loyalty, brand affinity, retention, and corporate volunteer programs allow our team members to be able to do that. And so we're very grateful to have a benefit like that that we can extend to our team members.
Yeah, you know, every unit that I was ever in, every job I've ever had, there's always been a ton of volunteers. And I'm sitting there thinking about, in this country, that's probably what runs this country, is a lot of volunteers that get out and help different people. Hey, we're going to put up a graphic up on the screen that really highlights what you got, Navy Federal Community Impact in 2024. It's accessible online, and we'll put it up to address, you know, you can check it out even more carefully for the people that want to look at it. Because there's just so much there. But I'd like you to, you know, focus on a minute and, you know, some of the nonprofits that you support. I mean, it's more than 300. 300, that's an incredible number. So would you talk about that, Jerome?
Yeah, absolutely. So so we're located in more than 330 markets across the United States. And so, you know, last year alone, you know, we had 12,000 team members who used their volunteer give back benefit to support communities where they live. And so, you know, when I talk about partnerships, there's a couple of different things here. And I think I would actually be remiss by not mentioning that partnership includes the work that we do with American Freedom Foundation, right? And I think that the important part here is to say that all the organizations that we support are unique. And so, you know, the way that we work with your organization is important because this allows us an opportunity to share awareness, education, and resources to service members. But when we're also talking about some of the organizations that we support that are highlighted on that sheet that you brought up, there are a number of organizations that allow us to activate through some of the monthly observance months. So, for example, Military Appreciation Month in May. We support organizations like Operation Gratitude. And while we support them as a part of the Military Appreciation Month, we generally work with them a few times a year. And so team members are able to engage in hands-on activities, both at the branch and the campus level, to assemble kits and items that are then donated to service members and families. We also support organizations like Soldiers Angels, where very similarly, their organization supports various communities within the military ecosystem, but really with a focus on deployed service members and military caregivers. And then the last organization I really want to highlight here is our longstanding partnership of 27 plus years with the Marine Toys for Tots program. And so I know 27 years is a long, it's a long time, but you know, it's through this partnership that every year, usually in the holidays and around Giving Tuesday, we support through more than 330 branch locations, where we have a collection point whereby even members can actually support by providing toys for those in need during the holidays. And I think last year we collected more than 15,000 toys collectively as an enterprise.
Oh, wow. You know, everybody knows about Toys for Tots, too, in this country. I mean, because the Marine Corps really did a tremendous job. I was watching a TV ad here, and this has been probably 4 or 5 years ago, said that each day, and this is worldwide, there's 50 million or something like that kids that go hungry every day. So every day, every year during Thanksgiving, I buy turkeys for schools around me. But that's something you ought to take a look at sometime. I'm sure you do that already, donate food to the less fortunate sometimes that really have a little bit of a problem there. So, hey, Jerome, I have two more questions for you, but first, like everything else, we got to take a quick break. So hang in there, we'll be right back. Now here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Jerome Tenniel, Manager of the Strategic Partnership and Community Impact at Navy Federal Credit Union. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like to cover. You can call at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Jerome, in talking with you in our prep call and today, I can sense the pride you have in working with the Navy Federal Credit Union. And there are a lot of good financial institutions out there. What sets you apart from the rest of those?
So here's what I'd say if a friend or eligible family member came to ask me about Navy Federal. So of the many financial institutions that I've actually done business with, to me, Navy Federal has always been the most responsible that I've come across and have actually worked with. And so this is, I think, in part because of the deep dedication and care that we have for our members, but also because of the cultural understanding and the broader dedication that we have to the military community. And so it's hard to describe that with great specificity or with an example of what that looks and feels like for me. But as a member of Navy Federal for the last 20 years, I have seen that. And the thing that is different now is that now I get to see that from behind the scenes and mm-hmm. also understand how to contribute as a member of our strategic partnerships and community impact team. And so now I get to do that through how we're designing programs with the military community and our members in mind. And so the one thing that I've shared with colleagues is that it feels like I'm playing for the home team.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think you found the right fit for you. Do you think you'd be where you are today if if you hadn't served in the Navy?
Absolutely not.
Right answer.
It's that simple, right? And so I know that I said I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, and especially in the military service, but I am who I am today because of all the experiences that I've had that'll always be a part of me. And service members make a lot of different sacrifices. And for me, the military service will always be core to who I am and also core to my personal and my professional pursuits as a result in life.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I certainly appreciate what you do and what the Navy Federal Credit Union does for, our military service members each and every day, and their families each and every day. Hey, this has been a great discussion. Do you have any final thoughts, anything that maybe you want to reemphasize with the audience that maybe we missed?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered everything. I would just say that we appreciate being thought of, and very blessed and honored to have this opportunity to connect with your audience and your members. It's not lost on me that this partnership is a part of the larger ecosystem that we support and allows us to continue to serve the broader military community. So I just want to share my appreciation for this opportunity today.
Well, I can see just talking to you today how motivated you are to do a good job for not just the Navy Federal Credit Union, but also for our veteran community and their families each and every day. So I just thank you for coming on the show. I certainly appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thanks again to Jerome Tenniel of the Navy Federal Credit Union for being with us today. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on our website at yournextmission.org. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and offline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. And you can follow me on all my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Jerome for joining us today. And I'd simply say that the Navy Federal Credit Union and Jerome just don't talk about taking care of families. They do it each and every day. And they do it in a bunch of different ways and help a bunch of different people out each and every day. They care about you and about me and our veteran community. I wish, 25 years ago when I was in the military, I had somebody that, maybe was there and I just didn't know who they was, but somebody that cared as much as they do. Because again, they just don't talk about it. They do it each and every day. They help the veteran community with whatever issues they have. And I just want to, again, personally thank them for all they're doing for all of us. Thanks for watching, and thanks to Newmind Studios, and of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.